Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I'm Job Batchel with my colleague Gregory Copley, rushing to West Africa. ECOWAS was the transnational organization that was said to be developing the economies of Western African states, Burkina Faso, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Togo, Mali, Niger, and especially Nigeria. But the report that Gregory files with one of his colleagues is about Nigeria's internal security collapsing or near to collapse. There are a lot of explanations, but one of them has to be with it. Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali have all shed their democratic camouflage and have gone strongman, although all of them are also targets for what remains of the jihadists in West Africa, rising all the time in conflict with what apparently is also an ISIS element. Gregory, my scorecard's all marked up. Let's concentrate on Nigeria. Does it have the wherewithal to defend itself from the incursion of the jihadists?
It certainly does. Nigeria is largest population in Africa. It's the largest economy in Africa. It has an efficient defense force, which is now taxed beyond belief and has low morale and poor political leadership. And we particularly find that the counter-jihadi movement tends to be worse when you have a southern leader in the country. And right now, Bola Tinubu is the president, and he's from Lagos and was former governor of Lagos State. He has a lot of the age-related afflictions that we saw with President Biden in the United States. So he is not giving much attention to the problems in the north and in the south. The north and the northwest and northeast both face jihadist problems. They both face problems of banditry, which is, if you like, jihadism without the ideology, but there for the money. And you've got other separatist claims in parts of the south, like the old Biafra group, which is certainly active again. The collapse of ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, was particularly significant because ECOWAS is probably the most effective, was probably the most effective transnational organization in Africa, definitely, and possibly anywhere in the world. I mean, it was far more cohesive and productive than, say, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization for Eurasia, or the organization OAS, in the Americas. So the collapse of ECOWAS is a tragedy, and what we saw, as you mentioned, was that Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali essentially withdrew from that, and they've created a new forum for Sahelian states, and they are avoiding. They've kicked out the French, who were giving them some stability, but they were milking the countries dry in many respects. And we see that that's also going to happen shortly with Chad. I think Chad is now moving against its French connection as well. So you've got the re-rise, if you like, of jihadism, not with Boko Haram, and that's affiliated with Al-Qaeda. You've got Al-Qaeda itself in West Africa. You've got split-offs which formed the Islamic State in West Africa and several others. There are new groups now just being formed. And these are very, very taxing. Now, I was working with them some years ago when that process was absolutely brought under control, and it was doable with a sound military political operation which addressed the underlying causes of the jihadism, most of which is not religiously based. The religion, if you like, coalesced it. The problems are social and economic, and largely related to drying up of the Niger River and the Niger River Basin, which made transportation and agriculture much more difficult, and therefore made poverty more endemic in the northeast, particularly of Nigeria.
Question, so, Gregory, we have 30 seconds. Is there an organization to step in to put this back together again, or are we watching deterioration inevitable?
Deterioration is not inevitable. I think there are going to have to be a series of new bilaterals, and that could be done between, for example, Nigeria, Niger, and Chad, a starting point. The Chinese have not been of any help at all, although they've promised to be of help to the regional states. The United Nations is stepping up a focus on it. They're having a big anniversary for the 50th anniversary of ECOWAS in the coming weeks. But frankly, the world is not paying attention, and this is going to be very bad.
We're headed to Iran. Gregory Copley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.